Fascinating article about property in Israel appeared on Ynet website not too long ago. And really, what makes it so interesting is that basically the Israeli property market looks as if it is all over the place. To try and help me understand the dynamics of the Israeli property market is Barry Cohn, real estate agent at the Blue Agency. If that sounds familiar, it's because they sponsor the Israel Report pretty much every day. Barry Cohn, got a smile on my face. Great to be chatting to you again.
Hey Simon, how are you doing?
No, I'm good. I'm just a bit perplexed because the data coming out of the Israeli real estate market is just confusing to understand. So maybe help me get it. Why, Barry, does it appear that larger flats in Tel Aviv have slumped up to 26% and yet smaller ones have increased in price?
So I think if you're comparing those big apartments to smaller apartments, it's just basically affordability. So obviously you've got a situation where the big deals, I talk about big deals, that's probably 10 to 15 million shekels, which used to be the norm, aren't being done at the moment. And if you really need to sell your property at that price, then you're going to reduce your price. The property market in Tel Aviv specifically, it's funny you start off by saying that, there's no clarity in the market. So that's 100% correct at the moment. Nobody really knows what's going on. The statistics that come out of the Central Bureau of Statistics talk about a drop in prices over the past 3 months in Tel Aviv, but it's less than 1% per month that they talk about. So it's not material. But nevertheless, the market has drastically slowed down. It's very quiet, and there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment in the market.
Yeah, I mean, the particular article actually spoke to the fact that a 7 million shekel apartment would now only, in inverted commas, cost you five. I mean, that's a hell of a difference. And yet they say staying at an average 3.6 million is the bottom end of the market, which for a South African, Barry, is just, it's inconceivable amounts of money. You're talking 20 million rand equivalent entrance level.
Yeah, look, you're looking at Tel Aviv, but in any event, there's no entry level in an area that South Africans would be interested in that is below 2.5 million shekels, let's say, which is already even 14 or 15 million rand, including your expenses. If you really wanted to get a bargain, you could go down south to Be'er Sheva. You could buy a one or two room apartment there for about 650, 700,000 shekels. But realistically speaking, no South Africans are going to be
No,
buying
the
there.
periphery.
And
No.
you do. I don't believe. I don't know exactly which article it is. I don't believe that an apartment priced at 7 million shekels in Tel Aviv a few months ago is now available for 5 million. That's not what we're seeing on the ground. And in addition to which,
Interesting.
the historically, the Israelis have got a lot of staying power. So if they're not going to get their price, they're not going to sell. We've discussed this before many, many times. You don't have big property owners, apart from the developers, obviously. You don't have people who've got big property portfolios that they need to liquidate and sell their properties. The majority of the people own their property that they live in. If they want to sell it, they're going to ask the full price. If they don't get that price, they'll just wait until somebody comes along, or they won't sell it.
So, I'm far from the action. I don't understand the different pricing in the different cities, but Tel Aviv appears to be struggling at the top end, whereas apparently cities like Jerusalem, Haifa, and Bat Yam are seeing price increases.
Yes. So Tel Aviv is an anomaly, right? It doesn't represent the Israeli market. It is going through a crisis at the moment. But having said that, they did a deal a couple of months ago. There was a deal done on Herbert Samuel, which is just opposite the sea. It was, I think, 44 million shekels, which represented about 180,000 shekels a meter. which is probably some of the most expensive real estate in the world. If you're looking at places like Haifa, let's also leave Jerusalem at the side for the moment, Haifa, Bat Yam, these are areas that actually saw quite a dip in prices over the past year or two and now coming back online. So yes, prices will have increased there. Jerusalem also, I think, has gone up at about 7%, but deal flow is very low. In general, the amount of apartments that has been sold the third quarter of this year, there were just over 23,000 apartments sold, which is higher than the beginning of the year, but still lower than previous years. And it's getting us to a situation now where when we spoke about there being a shortage of apartments in Israel, and they were trying to get up to like, you know, 50 or 60,000 building starts a year, they've managed to do that. And now we're sitting on, well, in September, it was 83,000 apartments. They're already saying it's close to 85,000 new unsold apartments, which is enough stock for probably 2.5 years. That's up from 1.5 years a year ago. So definitely there's a dynamic in the market. The market is very, very quiet at the moment. Will that translate into huge reduction in prices? Historically, no, but who knows? We're only a country that's had a war for the past 2 years and sells companies for $32 billion.
You know, I'm thinking as you're talking, I'm thinking that that's the reality of it. You are a country at war. You have been. You're a country under threat. Hezbollah hasn't gone away. We don't know what's going to happen with the Gaza ceasefire. There's immigration. But there's no comparison. You can't look anywhere else in the world and say, oh, well, you know, that's the dynamic in the market. This will happen here because there's nothing even remotely similar. It's a very difficult space to be in.
You can take the current situation and say, look, you know, we're at war, there's difficulty here. I don't believe the economy is doing too badly. I think it's doing quite well. But, you know, maybe there's not. Also, interest rates. They've been talking about dropped by 0.5% yesterday, and you said that's it for a while. So that's not going to affect the market. But then for the Jews all over the world, you look at what's happening in London, you look what's happening in New York. You know, if we had to get 10,000 or 20,000 or limb from America and London, that could change the whole dynamic in the market again.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. It could.
So I hope I've clarified everything to you.
No, you certainly.
I hope I managed to clarify everything.
You certainly did. So let's imagine I was a wealthy South African and I'm thinking, oh, this just could be my one opportunity to enter into the Tel Aviv market. I'm going to have a chat to Barry and find out whether he recommends it or not. What's your advice to me? Is the risk still too high? Wait a little longer?
My advice is always the same. Buy good real estate, right? If you're looking to make an investment to get a great return over the next 10 years, Israel's probably not the place to do it. As it happens, if you did it over the past 10 years, you've done extremely well, right? But as investment opportunities, they're very, not the best opportunities. But as a Jew living overseas and wanting to buy in Israel, don't wait. Find good real estate. I don't know if you know the Stay Dov area. It's the old airport that in North Tel Aviv, is in Ramat Aviv. Yeah. That whole area is being developed, and they're selling projects there that will only be ready in the next 6 to 8 years. So if you were a wealthy South African guy, that's probably where you'd be looking. But a sea view, close to the sea, close to Tel Aviv, at 80,000 shekels a meter.
And that we're timesing by 5, right, pretty much?
5.3, you've got on costs. you're looking at 60 to 100 million rand.
Oh my goodness me, that's a wake up call. Okay.
But it does come with 2 parkings and a storeroom.
And a tumor somewhere to. Oh, Barry, what a different world you live in. 60 to 100 million rand, and it does come with two barkings. Barry, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thanks for
Okay.
the laugh. That
Well,
was
chatting, Simon,
sobering,
as always.
sobering, sobering, sobering in the extreme. You heard it here on Chai FM. You too can buy a small property in Israel because he wasn't talking about anything overly large, probably about 180 square meters, for between 60 and 100 million rand. But don't worry because it does come with two parking spots.